Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan from SIU Press. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort. In our last two episodes, we recapped the incredible list of books the press published in 2025. As we begin a new year, we also have a new group of books to celebrate, starting this week with a title that just released on Monday, Called to Reckon, Replacing History and Reclaiming Mission at a Midwestern College, edited by Jane E. Simonson. Augustana College, a predominantly white institution in Rock Island, Illinois, was founded in 1860 by Swedish Lutheran settlers with a mission to educate for the common good and serve the neighbor so that all may flourish. But has it lived up to that call? This collection, written by historians, alumni, diversity leaders, and religion scholars, reveals the stories of those who have held the college accountable to its foundational mission. Drawing from archival research and interviews with students, staff, faculty, administrators, and community members, Called to Reckon weaves together issues of race, indigeneity, sexuality, religion, and belonging, linking past conflicts to present-day challenges. The collection highlights how faith traditions, immigrant communities, and communities of color have consistently shaped campus activism and driven calls for change. The preface, by Augustana's 8th president, Stephen C. Balls, explores the need to reframe institutional histories. Essays examine this immigrant institution's relationships with geographic neighbors past and present, from its founder's purchase of land in the Upper Mississippi Valley to its present focus on serving neighbors as a matter of social and ecological justice. Authors explore tensions between the college's mission to serve students and its calling to meet the needs of the diverse communities surrounding it. Chapters situate the growing presence and power of Black students within national and international civil rights movements, document the history of Latinos and Latinx Unidos, and demonstrate how queer members of the Augustana community reshaped the campus in the post-Stonewall era. The final chapters look to the college's immigrant and Lutheran roots for ways to counter current pressures of dislocation and neoliberalism. The book's epilogue, by 9th President Andrea Tolentino, considers how the past informs the college's future engagements with its Rock Island neighbors. Replacing Augustana's history in conversation with broader movements, indigenous dispossession, the new Negro movement, white flight, LGBTQ rights, and neoliberalism, this book offers a rich, critical perspective on the liberal arts tradition itself. It makes a key contribution to the growing field of whiteness studies, particularly in the understudied Midwest, and is an essential read for anyone committed to understanding how educational institutions can move toward justice, not just in aspiration, but in action. Useful for faculty, administrators, staff, and trustees alike, Called to Reckon challenges all of higher education to live up to its highest ideals. David S. Cunningham, author of Reading is Believing and editor of Vocation Across the Academy, says, "What happens when a college creates time and space to think about the ways that it has changed over its history? The result is beautifully documented in this book, a reframing of the institution's story that gives credit to the past, confesses mistakes made along the way, and resituates the institution in its markedly different 21st century setting. Academic leaders at all levels and across the entire higher education landscape have much to learn from this institution's remarkable effort." Lamont Anthony Wells, executive director of the network of ELCA colleges and universities, adds, "In a world grappling with ecological despair, divisive paradigms, and spiritual disconnection, this book offers a luminous and grounded vision for hope. It calls us back to the sacredness of inclusion and deeper reflection. This is not only a work of literary beauty, it is a theological and pedagogical reckoning." In the book's introduction, entitled Naming Our Ghosts, Harrison Phillis and Jane E. Simonson write, "A college that is more than a century and a half old accumulates stories. Whether collected in archives, set down in institutional histories, or passed on between generations of students and faculty, stories help to define a community. They remind tellers and listeners of those who came before, provide origins that root people in place, and help to craft a shared sense of identity. But institutional memory can fail, must fail, in fact, to create the sense of progress and coherence crucial to so many histories. These failures become fault lines, cracks in the landscape of the past through which wandering stories and voices drift, like restless, unnamed ghosts. Some say that ghost stories do more than imagine that the departed return to rectify unredressed crimes. They link communities to places that have been the sites of collective invasions and national traumas." The authors continue later on, "Decisions about what stories to include in histories happen all the time, and our choices tell us much about what our values are." The Haitian historian Michel Rolfe Trulio, in Silencing the Past, Power and the Production of History, points out that the word history has a slippery meaning. It refers not only to what happened, but also that which is said to have happened. History is not only the facts of past lives and events, but also the stories told about those events to give them meaning. Storytelling, of course, involves choices. What characters will be the focus? From whose perspective will the story be told? What actions are most central in moving the plot forward? Which events constitute the climax and which the resolution? What communities select and deem to be recorded history not only reflects, but in fact creates, their origin stories, their values, and their identities. The result is that experiences that are intrinsic to some people's ways of being in the world, including both intergenerational trauma and methods of survival and resistance, may exist in official repositories only as archival silences. In Called to Reckon, the assembled authors give voice to overlooked stories of the past and examine how they have helped shape the present and future of Augustana College. You can buy your own copy of Called to Reckon, Replacing History and Reclaiming Mission at a Midwestern College from our website at siupress.com. Use code HOLIDAY when you check out at siupress.com for a 40% discount during our holiday sale, which is still running until the end of January. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.